Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Me Nerds, episode 571. I'm your host, Andrew.
And I'm Danny.
And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. And check out our past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. If you're here watching this, we do appreciate it. Definitely subscribe, like, and tell a friend about this channel and our episodes that we record here. So, Daniela, what is going on? New day. New things.
Great day.
Yeah. You want to go there first? You want to go there first?
Yeah, we can. I mean, it's okay. It's like the biggest thing, not in just the U.S., but I think globally.
Absolutely.
It's a different feeling. And it's, for me, I won't focus on the negative. Obviously, there's a lot of people that are happy that Trump left the office. For me, I mean, yeah, that's one of it. But the other part is that we have our very first female black Indian American president, like vice president. I mean, sorry. Like that is huge. And the fact that in our lifetime, in my son's lifetime, we've had a black president and then a female vice president and a woman of color. Like that is huge. And that's just amazing. That right there for me today is the biggest thing ever. It was beautiful. Everything. And then we had the, her name is escaping me and I feel so terrible about this. The youngest poet, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I saw, you say, I'm not familiar with her, so I don't know her name, but, we can definitely pull that up, in a little bit, but yeah, go ahead.
Amanda Gorman, that is her name. And that was just wonderful. Like the entire inauguration was just a beautiful, beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
So that's a really big day. I mean, I think regardless of where you stand with Biden and Harris, just that in history is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I think to some degree you should respect that.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely a great day. I kind of got emotional. I don't know what was going on. I was just like, it was weird. I'm like, I was really moved by, overwhelmingly everyone's response to the day, as well as, you know, watching some of the stuff and, you know, the walk to the White House and just a lot of the stuff that took place today. I was really moved by that. And I didn't think that was going to happen. It's just this like weight of not necessarily relief, but just like there was a level of stress that was removed, right? It's just this sense of normalcy we can kind of feel a little bit where we see competence in action, right? A lot of that. And I think it's just fantastic to see that.
And, you know, as much as and as many bad things, or I don't want to say bad, but they were kind of bad, but turmoil that we faced over the last steadily growing 4 years, I gotta look at the good side of things too, because it's so easy to focus on the negative. I can admit that before this, I wasn't as invested into politics. I wasn't like, I don't want to say I was a sheep, but you know, I would vote. I would pay attention. I would listen to, you know, what sides were going on. I would vote accordingly to what I believed in. And then what the results were, I'm like, okay, well, that's what the majority chose on. All right. I put in my opinion. Okay. And that's how it went about. But then to see so many of even our peers, our generations learn so much about our democracy, about politics, because it was affecting us. And to be that invested into it, I think that is really great on us, because we got to that point where it's like, okay, we did our thing. We did what, you know, our patriotic duties of paying attention, voting, and went about it. It was like, it was kind of, you know, to admit it, it was a little bit boring, because this is the society we live in, and we just got to have that good faith in whoever is leading us. And that's starting from like your small down from your counties to, you know, to up to the president. But it's also fun to learn interesting things that you never really like knew about. And let's just stick with today's new thing that, well, I knew this, but apparently the rest of Twitter found out that when you're a president and you're sworn in, you can be sworn in on anything. It doesn't have to be the Bible.
Right. I didn't know that, but it's always been traditionally the Bible itself.
And people putting out what they would choose.
I mean, is that factual though? Like they checked that?
Yeah, somebody did.
Okay. That's weird. Like I could get like a Destiny cookbook and say, hey, I swear on this.
I'm sure there's some stipulations into it, but it was always assumed it'd be the Bible. I mean, if our president happened to be Jewish, I don't think that they're going to swear in on, you know, a Holy Bible there. So I would assume that would be different.
Old Testament, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's just fun to learn different facts and to really, you know, really stick with that and just like, you know, you're just learning something different and something new. And sometimes it can be really funny and really weird. We saw a lot of different things that happened, that we would ever see. I mean, you have politicians who are on Twitch and, you know, who would have thought? But I hope that with all of the wins and the losses that we've had over the last 4 years, you know, we take that, we carry it on forward and not forget it, not necessarily forgive it, but learn from it. And now we know who not to be friends with or not to have specific conversations with on certain topics.
Yeah. Globally or community-wise?
Community-wise. I would say community-wise. It's not like I'm not open to discussion, but some people can be really hot-headed and just very firm into like I'm shoving certain things down your throat, even though you can have a difference of opinions on things and talk about it. Well, obviously you can have a difference of opinions on racism, being sexist or anything like that. But, you know, Republicans and Democrats can be friends. So can liberals.
They can be. And some of them are friends.
Yeah. So you just got to see what happens with, you know, under Biden as president. It doesn't fit just because he's in now doesn't mean everything is fixed and everything's hunky dory and great. Yes, he's done a lot already for today. But you know, he can be great. He can be just okay. And he can possibly just be just as bad. I don't think he can be just as bad, but you know, you never know. You never know over these next 4 years. But I feel a whole lot more hopeful. That's for sure.
A lot more hopeful.
Yeah. It's been a very interesting first 3 weeks of this year.
Yeah, it has. Today is definitely refreshing. I'm excited for, you know, the inauguration day stuff. We saw him do the executive orders to undo some of the things that took place with the previous president, right? And the untraditional nature of the transition of power, that was kind of weird. The 20,000 National Guards or whatever it was being there and as quiet as it was, with the drums and those things playing, that was weird. But at the end of the day, the transition still took place. And I think that even the day of, like the early morning of, when they were sharing the news from, you know, London and different parts of the world, already the newspapers were, their headlines were headlines of relief that that previous, you know, era is behind us, and they were excited for the next president of the United States, which was exciting to see. Even around the world, there was the same global anticipation for change and hope and healing and you know, the things that this particular administration was marketing us, right? And we see some results of that early, but let's see how those things pan out and what we get from those things.
Yeah, that's, we'll see. I mean, that's why I say it's like globally, it was just a big sigh of relief. We're still going to be the butt of some jokes of some countries, but you know, not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. So I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. Anything at the top that you want to mention before we hit some of the news that we have? pretty light.
Because the internet is the internet and I live on Twitter. I gotta say, I love the memes that came out for it.
you saw the Bernie one?
The Bernie Sanders one. It's funny because they really like the narratives and the captions people have and the situations they put him in. It's like it fits so perfectly.
Yeah, I'm like, trying to see. Let me see.
They're just gold. And then you have people just commenting on all the different styles of like dress. I think my favorite one was, one of my favorite ones was, the Obamas were coming out and like someone put a caption of Michelle Obama and husband or Michelle Obama and fans for Barack. And I'm like,
the internet.
This is just too funny.
So the Bernie sitting in the chair one is just like all over the place. People drew the cartoon versions of it. They compared it to like Bugs Bunny and different things. I was just like, man, you guys are out of control.
It's just perfect. All the memes that came out of it. So, we gotta have something that we can all like circle around and just find funny. It doesn't matter what political party you're on. You gotta laugh.
You have to have
some sense of humor.
You have to have something. And I think that, and it seems like even on the Senate floor, when Vice President Kamala was getting ready to swear in the Democratic, candidates, she had to read her name because she was a former senator. And as she was reading it, she said something like, it was kind of weird, like just reading her name because she's no longer in that position anymore, going into the new position. So it's just like little things like that where there is characteristics of humans being displayed. It's not like stringent. It's not like super serious. It's a serious moment, but there is like some, you know, like human, tangibility, as far as characters are concerned. People are actually laughing and it seems like, you know, it's a genuine atmosphere for, I don't know. It's just a different vibe and I dig it.
Yeah. I loved it. So just that deep sigh. Really.
So you got that. What else you got? You got some stuff?
I finally installed my 3080. I wasn't waiting for the bracket. I couldn't wait anymore. My bracket still hasn't even shipped yet.
I was wondering how long you were going to wait.
I think it was like 10 o'clock. Like it was 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, I know I have to go to bed in an hour, but I can't wait anymore. This box is staring at me. Yeah, so okay. I installed that. I haven't played anything on it yet. It's such a shame.
So how does it look without the bracket though?
It looks okay right now, you know, but over time, like I feel the thing is like two times the size of my 1070. So that's what I had in there. Huge jump right there automatically in performance. But I feel like over time, like I feel like there's going to be sagging. So I think if I wait 2 weeks, it'll be okay. I'll put the bracket
I think any jump for me right now would be an upgrade because I'm like, it's so old right now for me. I'm 1060 right now. So I'm hurting right now. I'm trying to see if there's a way to do an upgrade, but, I don't know. Nothing is coming to mind yet, but we'll figure it out. So you installed it, no bracket. You didn't play any games on it yet. What are you waiting for?
Some time.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
The beginning of these 3 weeks have, or the 3 weeks of this year have been all focused on just like getting my son situated and ready because, you know, he graduates this year. It's a big change. And it's kind of like, I feel like we're just like trying to do some last minute things, which I feel like I shouldn't have to worry about or be rushing to do. But then because we still have the whole COVID thing going on and, you know, things are being regulated certain ways, there's long waits in between and something that should technically take like less than a month.
Yeah.
Like my son's going off to the Air Force and, you know, he needs to get his driver's license, which he can't even take the test until March because they're all booked up and they are only taking appointments. There's no walk-ins, just appointments only. Got to make sure he's going to graduate, first of all. So he failed one of his classes. So he's doing makeup credits there. And I'm trying to, like, I've been hounding his counselor, like, you give me progress reports and make sure that my son's there because I'm already doing it. And, of course, my son is just trying to, like, trying to be there for him because that realization that there's like 5 months left of, you know, his high school life, of this same routine that he's had for the last 17 years. And after that, it's going to change. And that's it's not like a really easy transition for some kids. Even though I've been preparing my son for it, to him, it just felt like it was so far away. And even for me, it felt like so far away, even though I'm the one that's like, okay, let's make sure we got this in order. Let's see what we can do here. You know, I want him to have a good first step into adulthood, which I didn't really have. And I'm also trying not to put on this like doomsday, like pressure on him. Like,
right.
Oh my God.
But you care. I mean, you want him to do, you know, absolutely well. So yeah.
So just is trying to do those things and not freak him out, because he doesn't deal with stress the same way that I do. He just like kind of shuts down, and he did that a couple times over the last like 2 years. But, you know, just like, it'll be okay. I'll still have your back. You might be off, you know, in Texas or Mississippi, wherever your basics is going to be.
Does he know yet? Or did anyone share that?
I think as far as Air Force goes, mechanical side, I think they did keep them in Texas.
Okay.
And then anything electronic side, I think they send them over to Mississippi. So okay. we don't know that part yet. We're only just a step to that.
Okay.
But it's this whole change of this world. It's not like he hasn't traveled. It's not like he doesn't love traveling. It's not like he's never been off of this island and he's weird around other people. I think in some ways, because I'm not going to be there. And for me, it's because he's been my partner for the last 17 years, my one constant for everything. And he's going to be gone. So I'm also trying to deal with emotions of like I tweeted about this earlier, is like, everybody has always told me, my parents, my told me, my uncles, my aunts, all my elders have told me that it's a really hard thing the day that they move away.
Right.
Literally nobody told me how heartbreaking it is and how hard it is planning for the year before they leave. Like, it's a slow thing. I'm like, I have to slowly start letting you go, like, from now.
Right,
Feeling. I don't like this feeling at all. So I've kind of been in that mindset of making sure that, like, okay, we're good. We're just gotta go with this. We'll be okay. We're planning it. He's there for me every step of the way. So he knows, like, I'm not making a lot of decisions without him knowing and talking to him about it first. It's not like, I think when I first called the recruiter, it was like, so does your son know that you're signing him up? I was like, yes, of course he does. He's like, that's good. There's a lot of parents who don't tell their kids. Like,
Oh, wow.
Okay.
They want him to go. Be like, I don't know. You don't have to go home. Well, this is no longer your home, but you got to get out of here.
I was like, no, my son knows. He's known for a while. I just want to book a time with you so we can talk.
Right.
But that's like, that's a scary thing. I can only imagine being that kid of like, what am I going to do that after high school? Well, we already got you recruited. You're signed up and you're going, you know, like, no, that's not happening. But there's going to be a point where he's got to make decisions on his own and make choices, which for the most part, I don't think he realizes that, you know, from since he was 11 or 12, I would always ask him. I was like, okay, so these are your choices. What do you want to do? And I don't do it in such a serious manner, but he's been making those choices for himself for a while. I just put them into play.
Right.
And so I think him realizing that, it's, or feeling like, oh, I won't have somebody who's going to be asking me directly, which is me, his mom, what he plans on.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing. Sorry, but fun.
I think you'd be okay. You're going to cry though.
I am. I'm going to be an ugly, hot mess. Crying.
You going to give the ugly cry?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to have a full-on ugly cry. Oh, my gosh. Like, my son has an ugly cry. Oh, he watched, you remember the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No.
Okay, so it's an older film. It has Leonardo DiCaprio and Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Okay.
So they kind of, I really don't even know what the politically correct terms are without offending anybody. I don't want to offend anybody, but so they don't come from a wealthy family.
Okay.
They live in the middle of nowhere. The mom is, the family struggles with money. They have a lot of issues.
Gotcha.
And the mom is a slightly bedridden or house-ridden type of person. She's really overweight, but they're very close. And, you know, some things happen in that movie. If you ever want to watch it, it's a really great film. Leonardo DiCaprio. It's one of my favorite films that he's been in. His acting was really amazing. So my son watched that for the first time. I don't know what prompted him to watch it, but he watched it. Okay. Watched it with his girlfriend. And some sad things happen. My son comes out and he's just sad. He has like tears and is like welling up in his eyes. And he's just like, I just need to hug you, Mom. I just need to hug you. Like, I'm here. What happened? I watched What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Well, why did you do that?
1993.
That's such a good movie. He's like, it was such a sad movie.
I can't really do dramas these days. I don't know why. It's very tough for me to do drama movies. I need action, thriller, crime, or comedy. I need something. I need to process something somehow, or else I'm going to get bored.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm always in. Oh, I guess it depends on my mood, but I like drama. If you ever watch that movie, you're in for one. Watch that one.
It looks good. I mean, 7.8 out of 10. I mean, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. But yeah, it's a drama. It's not even a crime drama. It's just a drama. Oh, I mean, based on what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. It really.
Yeah. So I'm like, maybe. I think the most drama I've seen in a long time, maybe Titanic. I don't know if I've seen any drama, really, really pure drama since then. Maybe Sonic is comedy, right? Cartoon. Turtles was action drama to some degree. Like, I don't know. There's this movie, Run, Hide, Fight or something like that. It's, I think I'm saying it right, but I may not. I think it's Run, Hide, Fight. So this is, I want to see this because it's like, it's an action thriller. See? So I saw the trailer. I got intrigued and I was like, this looks like something I want to check out. So basically a 17-year-old, is pretty much fighting against these guys that like invade the school. They're like live streaming school shooters. And she has to pretty much figure out how she's going to get out of it. And she's, to me, so here's what it reminds me of. Weirdly, and I never played this game, but based on everything I've seen with this game and I was watching the clips of this movie, it reminded me of The Last of Us. Like there's the survival, I guess, elements that they showed on screen in the trailer versus what I've seen with The Last of Us. I guess maybe one or two, depending on how you want to pick it. That was enough for me to say, you know what? I want to see this movie. And pretty high, I think, rating, 7 out of 10. So that's at the usual places. So I'm going to check that out at some point. So if you see it before I do, let me know. But that's definitely on my list as something I want to watch like very, very soon. So that's what's going on there. So yeah, that's what's going on with that stuff. You got anything else?
No, the only things I've been watching lately is since you're wearing the hoodie over there, I actually started introducing my boyfriend to Doctor Who. Oh my goodness. I love that series so much. And I'm just so excited just rewatching it all over again and introducing it to him. And he's loving it, which is huge. I'm so about that. My son does not care for Doctor Who.
I don't. I just, my wife loves it.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I understand the appeal. Don't get me wrong. I understand the appeal, but is it something I'm going to be watching on a regular basis? Probably not. I'm looking for a sci-fi show that's going to keep me hooked in. And I don't know what that is right now. But I need something either super political, House of Cards, some sci-fi drama that is very, very appealing. You know, we have the Star Wars stuff, so that falls into that. The world of Doctor Who, I think it's great, but it's not a show I ever, like, you know, gave a chance to watch. But some of the clips that I've seen, I think is kind of cool, but it's not like, I'm not a super fan.
Oh my goodness. It's got your drama, your action, your adventure, your sci-fi, your comedy.
Yeah.
All of it. And then like little dashes of like scary horror.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fantastic.
If you're looking for sci-fi or futuristic, Expanse is really good.
I've heard of Expanse.
Really good.
I've heard of Alta. That's Netflix. Expanse is Amazon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, really see, I even know where they are. See that? See, I'm paying attention. Lightly, right? Yeah. So, I want to mention this because I know we were kind of like talking around it last week. So last week we were talking about this book and I was like, Danielle, you must buy this book, you know, all that stuff. We were talking about that. And I definitely want to bring that to your attention, as you're watching. So this book, okay, is, by a gentleman named Daryl Eaves. Daryl Eaves is pretty much, a YouTube channel legend in terms of like the channels that he's affiliated with. He's affiliated with Mr. Beast. He's affiliated with the Vid Summit stuff, if you ever watch any of that. And he's coming out with a book late February. And within that, there's also going to be like some courses once you buy the book from their website. Their website is ytformula.com. So I would definitely say if you are a YouTuber or you're building a YouTube channel or you're considering that in the near future, large or small right now, if you're building a channel, I think that, between Roberto Blake, between, Nick Niman, Dean Niman, between, who else? Mr. Beast, right? Or the Harris Hellers, you know, of the world, right? The MKBHDs. If you want, the information that these guys are using to build their channels, I think this book is definitely going to be, of value to you. And, Daniela ordered hers.
Yep.
And I ordered mine. So we're just counting down the days right now before we can eat the pages. Okay. Of this, this stuff. And I think books are usually great because they offer you, like a lot of lessons that you would have to pay like a multiple courses for. Cause I'm sure that he counsels individuals for a large amount of money, you know, on one to one, but yet you're getting everything that he's built multiple channels with in a book that's $25. And I think like when you think about it that way, you really can't put a price on that, whether that's like Sean Cannell stuff, YouTube Secrets or anybody else that's building, you know, big channels. Like they're giving you a book for like $17 to $25. And I know not everybody has that. But if you have to save that to get that kind of value, and again, like going to their website is not giving me anything as an affiliate because I'm not an affiliate for them. So I just want to point that out. I'm just saying like I bought my book. Okay. Daniela bought hers. And I think that is something that is going to be dope if you decide to go for it. We're already locked in and we're just waiting for it to show up to our house. So that's what's going on there. YouTube, ytformula.com. That's Daryl Eaves. And, I'm sure, I think the foreword is done by Mr. Beast on there. So that's what's up.
I can't wait. That's the waiting time is the hard part.
Yeah.
That's
the hard part. Yeah. It's going to be tough. I see Google on here, Nintendo, Epic Games, YouTube, ESPN. So, this particular formula has been done, has been used by a lot of the big channels. Another channel too that I look at on a regular basis. I'll just share this one. I think it's Little Monster Co. Let me mute it. And a Little Monster Co basically is, they've built like some of the major channels that we know of, including YouTube. They've built channels for YouTube, which like, why wouldn't you want to know what they know? Right. So Little Monster Media Co, they're pretty good, for a YouTube channel as well, to get information. And, surprisingly enough, my views versus their views is, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. It's kind of close, but, they're good too. They're good. So that's what's going on with that. What else? Light Show. And I knew this was going to happen anyway, especially at the beginning of the year. There's not a lot of, major titles coming out with the exception of one we'll mention today, Hitman 3. So we'll pull up the website for that in a couple. But in terms of the news in the beginning of the year is usually light. Somewhere between March, April, it starts picking up. February, late February, we're also getting Outriders. We're getting the Outriders demo. And then I think April, they pushed it back, the actual release for Outriders. But the major release that happened this week was Hitman 3, which ends the trilogy of Hitman. I received one today. Wasn't really planning, but it just worked out that way. Didn't have an original request at all, but it was suggested, and I'm not going to say no to that. So I'm in the process of downloading it now, not literally now, but I'm like 20% in or something like that. But the game, based on what I saw in terms of like the reviews and stuff like that, it looked like it did really, really well. So I'll say that in the initial, if you have any thoughts before, you know, I guess I show the page and stuff like that.
See, that entire series is all you. I'm still one of those weirdos. I feel like I don't like the super popular games for the most part. I don't know.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It just never hits me like that. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I just don't have an interest in playing it. And that goes with like a lot of AAA games.
Yeah. 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 I noticed that. Like a lot of the majors, you're like, you kind of stay away from. You do spend a lot of times in the pockets of the indie stuff. You like repping, some of the individuals who are not necessarily getting that much shine, on your channel, on your streams and stuff like that. I did notice that.
There's some, obviously there's some AAA titles I do like. Like, I'm loving Valhalla, which I'm really, really sad about. I think I have like 90 hours in this game. I'm still not done, first of all. I have like 90 hours in it, and like they sent like this email. I have my Ubisoft and everything connected to it about my progress. And it says that I only had 13% of map discovery. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
I mean, I mean, a traditional like Assassin's Creed game, as you, there's certain areas that are off limit until you, you know, get further into the story.
Yeah.
I get that. But even of the areas that I have explored, which is a lot, because I'm one of like, I was trying not to be, you know, like, I'm not like an achievement hunter, but like on the map, you have like these little points, or they show up as little dots, or you can pick up like a chest or, you know, some gear. I can't ignore them. I have to go and pick it up.
So I'm like, 90, you said 90 hours?
Yeah.
And only 13% of the map?
According to their email that they sent to me based off of my last save data. And everything that I've done, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Only 13%. I have so much of this map covered.
So,
there's a lot of stuff I haven't. Like, there's a whole upper part of, I guess, England that I haven't unlocked, but like the whole southern part of it, I'm like, I haven't unlocked. I don't understand. What else is there? I don't know, but I know a lot of the stuff where you can go off to Valhalla and explore that, and that is its own map, but it's not it's like this small portion compared to the bigger part of the main story and the main map that you're in. I'm like, well, I got more exploring to do.
Yeah, you do. A lot more.
I love it. It's a good game. So it's not like I dislike AAA games,
right?
But I'm going to tell you that like the next game that's going to be releasing that I'm excited to play. I don't know what I'm going to get to it though, because I still have to start Cyberpunk. Is Little Nightmares 2, which comes out next month on February 10th.
Platformer? What kind of game is that?
It's kind of a platformer.
Yeah.
Really cute and really hand animated. And it's really dark. It's kind of reminds me of Coraline.
Mm-mm.
You don't remember that one, or you just didn't watch that one? It's like a little animated movie. Well, it looks like that, and it's adorable, and it's a bit dark, but that comes out February 10th, and that's a little indie game. And I'm excited about that one. Like, give me that over Hitman 3 any day.
All right. So let me just pull that up for the Hitman stuff. So I don't forget. So Hitman 3, that's out. From what I've seen on the internet, great reviews. Hitman 3 is the dramatic conclusion to the World of Assassination trilogy. I've played the first Hitman. And I've always enjoyed what the game offered in terms of trying to navigate, certain areas and find the best way to take out a target, right? That kind of vibe. And apparently the world is a little bit different in terms of how you play it. And the game that I currently have right now is the PC version of the game, which is Epic Games right now. So I'm working through downloading that. I don't know where I'm going to play it yet, which streaming platform, It could be either YouTube or Twitch. And the reason I'm debating is because I'm still in the process of installing all my OBS plugins and audio stuff, trying to make that sound great before, you know, I embark on like investing in that particular thing. So Hitman 3, I can't say anything about it yet, but I definitely wanted to mention that it was sent to me by the awesome team, and I'm looking forward to checking it out. So thank you for that. It's definitely worth a mention for a game that seems to be getting very, very high reviews even right now. And that's what I got. You got anything? I think I got a couple more things, and then I think we can wrap.
No, I'm just stoked on today. I'm just gonna ride that high of today and everything.
It's a good day. So yeah, so definitely ride that high. You know, I'm with you on that. It's definitely an emotional day, very an uplifting day. And it was good to see the security held up, to anything that could potentially happen. What was interesting though, just touching on that, is the fact that, the previous president did leave the letter that's usually left from one president to another,
I want to know what it says too.
But, you know, he said that, you know, the letter, President Biden said that the letter was very generous. And he's not going to mention anything about it until he speaks to, President, Trump. Right. So we'll have to see how that plays out. So there's that.
The note says I licked all the pens.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying it was written in crayon and all that stuff. And I mean, you know how the internet gets. It gets a little wild.
It's funny though.
The, cable modem. So I want to mention that. So I have Optimum Online for cable. Optimum Online gives you the option to have their own cable modem or you can get your own. And I got my own and I installed it on a network. Seems to be running really, really well, but it runs very, very hot. It has a lot of vents, you know, for that to compensate for that, but it does run really, really hot. All we had to do was just basically call them and give them the MAC address to switch from the old one theirs to the new one. And then they work their magic, patch whatever they need to patch. And then we have internet with that, that new device. So that happened. And I think, the next major thing that is on my mind is, there's a couple of videos that I need to redo for 2021 that I did in 2020 that relates to like audio stuff. So I have to format that properly, but the big one that I'm really excited about is the one that I was talking about into this year, which is the automatic jump cutting tool for video editors. So the issue, the delay was when I reinstalled Windows 10, I couldn't put it back on my machine because I kept getting an error. So I had to research the error, figure out why I was stuck. And I'm like, well, how can I create this tutorial? And I can't even install it on my machine. So, you know, you had that, you know, moment. So I got it to work. I figured out what the issues were. So basically, I did one video and it shows you how long it takes for you to jump cut the video by yourself versus having a machine do it, if you want to call it that. So if you were to do like a 4 hour and 45 minute video, like if you had to jump cut it yourself, it would take almost 10 hours to do. If you had to remove and trim the silences yourself, that's a long time.
That is.
It's a long time. So with this tool, you can do it in about an hour for a 4 hour plus video. So if your video is 30 minutes, 40 minutes, it could do it in like 6 to 7 minutes. It will trim all the stuff it needs to trim. So I'm super excited for that one because I think that one is going to help a lot of individuals cut, you know, videos like this. Like if there's a lot of pauses in this one, what I can do is I could trim it, and it's really fluid when it plays back, especially when we upload it, to YouTube. Those spaces are no longer there, right? And I think it's, it helps with audience retention and it helps your videos perform well. So there's all these benefits that you get, from a tool like that. It is, I believe it is an open source tool. It is a command line tool. I'm not a programmer, but, you need to figure some stuff out like that, to benefit from, you know, the results that you're looking for. I think that's it. So pretty excited about that. Nothing really big on the news stuff that I saw. We did see CD Projekt Red vows to defend itself against Cyberpunk 2077 lawsuits. So that's one of the things I did see in the news.
It's such a rough time for them right now.
Yeah. Anything on that? I think that's the last really thing I have for notes.
You know, the people have spoken. They're not wrong. It was, I got nothing to say about that because, well, like, they're going to defend themselves. But at the same time, I'm like, you have some pretty angry concerns right now.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You got to fix it, which they're trying to fix it. But, you know, would it have really necessarily been so bad to release in 2021? Like, at some point. But you know what? It's already happened. Just trying to clean up their mess. No, but you know what? You can't get through this episode.
What?
How was your birthday?
It was really good. You know, shout outs to everybody who showed love. It was good. It was a relaxing day. I got a chance to speak to my aunt. I haven't spoken to her like in the video format. So I was able to do some video messaging through Messenger with my aunt and some of my family members. Spoke to my sister. It was really, really nice. Spoke to my in-laws and, you know, my brother-in-law and stuff like that. So we did like this big, huge Facebook Messenger chat stuff. And that was really cool. They sung happy birthday, which was cool. I had cake. I did short stream, you know, rolling into the 20th. Play a little Division 2. I'm just thankful for, you know, people who took the time to reach out and wish me a happy birthday. That means a lot. And I was just thinking about it today. I was like, you know, there's a lot of friendships I really value more that has changed my outlook on a lot of things. And I definitely want to say, you know, thank you to you for being such a great friend. Cause you're definitely a person that, has allowed me to be, less edgy, and a little bit more graceful in my approach to a lot of things. So I appreciate you for that. Love you very much for that. So it was good. And it was nice to just have a day where, you know, people remembered, you had another year, to celebrate. So that was nice.
Well, I'm glad that you had a great day, even though you're messaging me so early in the morning, your time. And I'm like, what is this guy doing up working on stuff on his birthday? Chill, dude. Chill.
You gotta do it. Yeah, you gotta do it. You know, it has to get done. Like this year, you know, that's a commitment. We have to, put out content. And I think it makes it easier for us to put it out without, looking for permission. You know, like this, that thing where you feel like you have to like ask somebody if it's okay to put out. You know what I mean? And we do that a lot. And it's not even intentional at times. Like you're looking for somebody to tell you that it's okay to put a piece of content out. And I think that you just got to put it out, you know? And I think that once you do that, people respond differently, to your stuff anyway, because most of the people that watch it on YouTube are not your friends, right? It's a bigger pool of individuals that's going to watch it. And the percentage show in the dashboard that it's always a small percentage of your subscribers that are actually watching your stuff. So who are you waiting for the permission from, or why are you waiting for permission from your friends when they're not watching most of your content anyway, right? It doesn't make sense, right? So yeah, that's going to be some late nights. There's, you know, I'm going to mess up on some videos, not intentionally, but, you learn. And, you know, people tell you, you know, if your stuff is outdated or not, and, they tell you if it's great. And I must say YouTube comments have been really good to me. For the most part. So, I don't have any complaints.
All right. Well, that's good. Here's to another year.
Here's to another year. And that's it. That's all I have. You got anything?
Oh, I'm good. That's everything for me.
Okay, cool. So guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Definitely subscribe, like, and we'll see you next time. Take care.